President Michael D. Higgins has released a message to mark St. Patrick's Day, and in it he has highlighted and condemned racism, among other issues. Our reporter Karen Creed is here to tell us more. Karen, this is a video message. Tell us about it.
Yes, so Rachel, this is a St. Patrick's Day video message, and it's something of a tradition and also a chance for the President to raise issues of concern. So in this 10-minute video that was released today, he reflects on the legacy of St. Patrick and his relevance still today. He focused on several issues from migration to global poverty and the climate crisis. Firstly, he shared his concern over an increase in global conflicts, including the war in Ukraine, and he expressed his gratitude to people here who have helped those fleeing it. He described how heartening it is to see communities continue to provide sanctuary to the tens of thousands of displaced Ukrainians who have fled conflict, and thanked them.
It is by showing empathy, compassion and solidarity, such as by helping those fleeing distress, by offering our hearts and doors to those in need, and giving people an opportunity to build a better life for themselves and their families, that we demonstrate our commitment to bringing into being values which have the power to transcend borders.
Now, as people, Karen, may have heard earlier in our news bulletin, the President also focused on migration and racism in this video message. What does he say?
Yes, he made several references to this, and he did it by highlighting St. Patrick's life and his struggles, and stated that migration has always been a constant feature of the Irish experience. And he also paid tributes to migrants and the positive benefits that they bring to communities.
The story of his life as a migrant, we must never forget, is a reminder of the resilience and necessary courage of migrants. A reminder, too, of the contributions that they have made and continue to make to the countries they call home. The act of migration constitutes a story defined by an extraordinary will and an unyielding human desire to envision and create a better world, even in the face of sometimes considerable adversity.
Now, the President also warned about a rise in racism. He said incidents are increasing rather than decreasing, and he referred also to a poisonous xenophobia that is occurring in many places. Without commenting on specific circumstances, instead he chose to describe how there are lessons to be learned from St. Patrick's life and how vital solidarity is in these times.
There are many powerful echoes from Patrick's life that resonate with our contemporary circumstances. Ones that have brought new forms of slavery into being, where racism is increasing rather than decreasing, in so many parts of the world, where a poisonous xenophobia, new and recalled, has taken hold in so many places. It is in these spaces where fear is being sowed.
Karen, he also returned to two issues he's spoken about many times before, global poverty and climate change.
Yeah, he goes into detail about these two serious issues. He said there are so many areas where we cannot continue to fail on such basic issues as global hunger and poverty. And he gives the example of the Horn of Africa, describing there the harsh reality of hunger that is stealing the future of millions. Now, he also describes how it's shameful that more than 60 countries in the developing world were forced, while struggling with the COVID pandemic, to spend more on debt repayments than on funding public health.
And on climate change, what does he say?
So he reiterated that importance of collective action, and he stated we all have this moral and ethical responsibility to support those in dire need and to help with sustainable solutions to ending famine, and a decisive response to climate change is needed. He described a tragic injustice that many nations are suffering, the greatest human and economic impact of climate change, and they are the least responsible for the emissions that threaten their very existence. Now, he did seek to end the video message on one of hope and positivity, and he asks people to imagine a world without war, hunger and greed, and he appeals for everyone to confront contemporary challenges facing our world. He says it can be done, displaying some of the most essential values, such as kindness and compassion, embodied as they are in the story of St. Patrick.
Karen, thank you. That was our reporter Karen Creed on that St. Patrick's Day message from President Michael D. Higgins. It's 7 minutes to 9.